beyond.
And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we're going to get started right now. And a fast-moving response by deputies in Lapeer County led to the arrest of a 19-year-old man following reports of suspicious activity in North Branch. Authorities say 911 was called Thursday afternoon about a man loitering at an apartment complex, where deputies had made contact with Dylan Blackmer in a parking lot and discovered he was carrying a concealed handgun. When deputies attempted to take Mr. Blackmer into custody, he fled on foot, prompting a short pursuit. He was quickly apprehended before reaching nearby businesses. Investigators later determined that the 9mm handgun in his possession had been stolen from another county. Mr. Blackmer now faces several charges in court, including possession of a stolen firearm, carrying a concealed weapon, and resisting arrest. He was arraigned Friday and remains held in the Lapeer County Jail on a $30,000 bond, with a probable cause hearing scheduled for early April. And the city of Vassar has dealt with devastating floods on and off for decades, but flooding incidents have been minimal since the reconfiguration of the Moore Drain in 1995. In 1986, the downtown area was about 26 feet underwater, with only the second story of some buildings being above the flooding. Because officials do not want to take any chances, they have approved extending a contract to continuing the monitoring of the Cass River levels. The city approved a 5-year extension with the United States Geological Survey, or USGS, of the current contract to monitor the Cass River levels. Monitoring the river levels at Washamega, outside of Cairo, allows the city to predict what Cass River levels may be in Vassar over the next 24 to 48 hours. The total of the new proposal to extend the contract is $33,500, which is slightly higher than the previous 5-year span. And a newly detected COVID-19 variant, nicknamed Cicada, has made its way into Michigan. But health experts say there's no reason to sound the alarm quite yet. The strain, known as BA.3.2, that's definitely a name that could use some tweaking there, is part of the Omicron family and has been identified in more than 24 states nationwide. What's catching scientists' attention, however, isn't increased severity, but its ability to evolve. Researchers say the variant carries an unusually high number of mutations, raising concerns about what's called immune escape, meaning it may be better at slipping past protections from prior infections or vaccines. Doctors are stressing that doesn't mean it's more dangerous, and so far there's no evidence linking Cicada to higher rates of hospitalization or death. The variant was first identified overseas and being tracked globally. And health officials say the biggest unknown right now is just how this variant will behave over time. It's still classified as under monitoring globally and not as a variant of concern. The bottom line, however, is that this is a reminder that COVID-19 hasn't disappeared and it's still changing. But for now, experts say awareness and not panic is the right response. And we will be right back in just a moment after this promotional message.
Welcome around the campfire, folks. This is outdoor writer and radio show host Tom Lonsberry. It's that time of year to mark your calendar for the Great Lakes Fishing and Spring Hunting editions of WLAW and WHST's Outdoor Call-In Program, being held live on Thursday, April 2nd and Thursday, April 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. Join myself and local experts, biologists, and enthusiasts to talk everything new for the 2026 spring hunting and fishing seasons on Thursday, April 2nd and Thursday, April 16th between 5 and 7 p.m. Call your questions at 989-269-9931 That's 989-269-9931. That's the Great Lakes Fishing and Spring Hunting Outdoor Live Call-In Programs right here on WLEW and WHST.
And that was your news for this hour. But you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.